Hi guys. This might be like a different audio diary than normal. I'm feeling a little emotional right now. Not necessarily in a bad way. Just heightened emotions. So I'm in New Mexico right now. And I went to Arizona last year for 2 days, but besides Arizona, like prior to this trip, I'd never really been down here before. It's really beautiful. It's really different from what I'm used to at home. I've been marveling over the beauty of this place. I mean, I flew into Denver a couple days ago and I drove through Colorado, through Utah, down south and then into New Mexico. And anyway, I'm on this solo road trip. Sometimes lately, I have felt like my head is not in the right place. I think we all get that from time and time again. I don't think that's how you say that. Anyway, sometimes I feel great and I feel like I'm on top of the world and I feel healthier and more well than I have in my entire life, and other times I just feel a little bit less so, and that's normal. So I've been doing things to take care of myself, but this trip hugely was because I've never really spent time by myself before. I'm finding myself overly attached to certain people in my life. Causes me a lot of pain that I put onto myself because I overanalyze their actions and lack of actions, etc. So this trip was a nice opportunity for me to just be alone and just be by myself and have to get comfortable with that, right? Like, it's quite a thing getting comfortable with just being with yourself. Anyway, my goals for this trip were to get out in nature a lot and connect with the earth, and I've done that. I'm really grateful. I'll have to post some pictures actually when I get home and show you guys. To meditate, to journal, to do yoga. And I haven't done a lot of intentional meditations. I've done a lot of sort of mindfulness meditating, present moment awareness, that kind of stuff. I'm okay with that. Done a lot of journaling, done a decent bit of yoga. I'm proud of the things that I have done on days where I didn't really feel like doing it. Very sore from the hiking. My ankle, poor thing, is so swollen and so stiff, but I don't want to let that get in my way, so I'm not. Anyway, this morning I woke up. This is the only part of my trip where I'm in the same place for 2 nights in a row. So I stayed there last night. I'll be there tonight. I woke up this morning and it was snowing, which, unreal, because it's gorgeous apparently back home. And I didn't bring a coat with me because I didn't anticipate needing one. So I woke up, it was snowing, and it was windy and kind of rainy too, and just gross. And I was like, maybe I'll just have a lazy day. I've earned it. So I stayed on the couch. I did an hour of yoga this morning, actually, and I only called it quits because my back and my ankle were a bit sore from all the hiking recently. So that was really nice. I sat on the couch. I called with my husband for about an hour, which, unreal. We didn't really have that much to talk about, but it was nice just catching up. I missed my dog. And then we got off the phone, and I thought to myself, like, what am I doing? Like, I'm Canadian. I can handle a bit of chilly weather. I don't want my trip to just be me sort of falling back into old habits, right? Finding a reason that, oh, this isn't convenient, so I'm not going to do it. So I pulled up the All Trails app and I found a really nice trail to walk. I don't know if any of you actually are from New Mexico. If I'm in Farmington right now. And I'm only saying that because what are the chances that one of you is also in Farmington and is also a serial killer? Probably pretty slim, so I feel safe saying where I am right now. So I'm in Farmington and I did this like 4 kilometer trail, the Anasazi loop trail. It was really beautiful. It was very cold and very gray. It snowed for half of it. All I had was a sweater, two sweaters, and some leggings. That's fine. So I did it. It was great. I was very sore after. I went home to my Airbnb and I read like half of a book and caught myself thinking again, like, what am I doing? I want to be doing more. I want to be being more present. I was getting hung up on some stuff. Just kind of had it stuck in my head. Anyway, as I was thinking that, I felt the little burning of the sun shining through the window and hitting my feet on the couch. And I looked and the clouds were clearing up and the sun was coming out and it was about 6:40. So I did a quick Google and learned that the sun would set at 7:43 p.m. And then I remembered where I parked when I went on that trail and how it had a really, really nice overlook of the valley. Would you call it the valley? It looks like a valley to me. And the distant, like very distant petrified sand dunes. And it was west facing. And I thought, well, why don't I go out and watch the sunset? So I grabbed my book and I grabbed my journal and I got in the car and I drove here. And I've been sitting here for over an hour now. I watched the sunset. I'll post a picture of that as well. And my heart was hurting a little bit. I think it's just hurting because I'm acknowledging, oh my God, you guys, this is so cheesy, but I'm acknowledging like how beautiful the world is and how beautiful the planet is and nature and all these things that exist apart from us. Like, the earth does not need us and we're not kind to the earth most of the time. It's nice to connect with nature more. And to know sort of the permanence of that and the impermanence of us. I had a similar realization driving through the mountains in Colorado. I just can't really. Oh, same with, I went to Arches National Park in Moab, Utah. And same thing, like just to see this stuff that it has existed for hundreds of thousands of years. long before us and will exist long after us. And then even here, like where I'm looking right now, so much of this land I think would be sort of like uninhabitable unless we were to completely wipe out all these plants and then flatten this terrain. And God, I hope that humanity never does that, that society doesn't do that. Like, this will exist so much longer than we will. And yet I briefly was sitting in my car thinking about these attachments I have, and my heart was hurting because I'm just so, I don't know. Do you ever just like wonder if you have the right values in life, if you're looking at the right things as being important? I don't know. It's a good thing. It's causing me to reevaluate some things, and nothing bad, like only really, really good stuff. It's reaffirmed what I'm doing here. I love the connections I'm making with people. I love exploring this side of myself. This is wonderful. It's helping me sort of look at some like addictive behaviors that I have and really realize that that's all just stuff. Like, it's all just crap that I've created in my head over years and years of reactive behavior and protective behavior, avoidant behavior. I guess just sitting here and watching the sunset and feeling that confluence of feelings, it felt very overwhelming briefly, but in a good way. I cheesily put on some, okay, most of you aren't gonna believe in this stuff, but some heart chakra healing tones. I wouldn't call it music, but whether you believe in the the power of the chakras and the connection to the chakras or not. I don't know fully how I feel, but I trust that there's some realness in that, some validity to that. I put that on because my heart was hurting. And my yoga this morning, Adrian is the woman's name who leads it on YouTube. It's Yoga with Adrian, if you're ever curious. She was giving us a hook today to continue to repeat, like a mantra, which was, my breath is my anchor and my anchor is my breath, which is really helpful when you're someone who gets caught in your thoughts a lot, like I do, and forgets to breathe and to be present with your breathing. So as I sat here and I felt all those feelings, I thought, I'm going to do something good for my heart right now, something good for my mind. And I put that music on quietly. And I sat here and I watched the sun go down and I took deep breaths in and out. And I repeated to myself, my breath is my anchor and my anchor is my breath. I don't really know where I'm going with this. I guess I just wanted to share like a very human moment with you, because I don't imagine that out of 334 of us, I am the only one who experiences moments like this where you're just so overwhelmed by the beauty of something so much bigger than you and almost stupefied by the realization that you are not wasting your time or your energy, because we're all doing really wonderful things whether we know it or not, but maybe just needing some alignment in your goals and values and like a reminder of what is important and what you're holding on to that isn't important. Because I'm holding on to a lot of stuff that's not important anymore. Maybe it served a purpose at one point, but it's no longer necessary for me to hold on to. Yeah. I don't know, you guys. I'm having a really good time, even if it doesn't sound like it. I'm torn between being excited to get back home and kind of sad, because one of the things I kind of constantly go back to is this realization that the world's kind of fucked up. And I think there's so much more to life than working a job to pay the bills, to live somewhere, to get up in the morning, to go to work, to pay the bills, to live in that place. And honestly, truly, if it weren't for you guys, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I mean, in New Mexico, I would still be alive. I just mean, this trip has been so formative for me. And the only reason I could afford it is because of you guys. And my visa is hurting a little bit, but it would be hurting a lot more if not for you. I'm so grateful to be here and to be able to have these moments and to connect with nature and the earth and myself. I'm a little homesick. I miss my dog and my cat. Weirdly, I don't really miss my husband that much, but he's a fucking goon. He'll be there. I know we will. He talks a lot. So I'm happy to have a little break, but I know I'll be glad to see him. I'm homesick for that stuff. Oh, okay, I do miss him a little bit. Please, I'm not a complete bitch. But, yeah, it'll be nice for those reasons to get home. But there's just something so unattractive about the idea of going back to work and, just slaving away to pay the bills, so that I can keep going to work, so that I can keep paying the bills. One of the other things that sort of hit me, this was when I was driving through the mountains in Colorado, is the realization that I'm going to be 30 in July. And my 20s were not what I thought they were going to be. There were so many things I wanted to achieve that I didn't do. One of which was to get super skinny and like super sexy and just whatever. I thought that that would be me finally being able to love my body. And interestingly enough, I'm not super skinny, But I do feel super sexy, and I feel like I quite love my body. And I know it sounds wild if you're someone who doesn't have body image issues, or who at least hasn't sort of obsessed with them or struggled with them for the majority of your life. I can appreciate you hearing that and thinking, like, what a stupid thing to want out of your 20s. But I remember being 19 and telling myself, like, I'm going to turn 20 and I will not let myself turn 25 and still look like this. And then turning 25 and being like, I'm not going to let myself still look like this when I'm 30. And I don't look the exact same. I am in a little bit better shape than I have been in previous years, but worse shape than I have been in other previous years. But the interesting thing is, for a decade, and more than that, I had these obsessive thoughts about my weight and how they contributed to my value, or at least I felt, for as long as I can remember. Like, since, God, I remember, oh my goodness, I remember being like, probably like 11 or 12 and grabbing the little bit of like belly fat I had and thinking, like, I can't make this go away. When I'm older, I'll just take a knife and I'll cut it off. And what I was picturing was pretty gross. It wasn't like I didn't mean like go to a surgeon and get it removed. I meant like I would hurt myself to do it, because I hated that so much about myself at 11, 12 years old. Like, that's wild. So I've had this unhealthy obsession with my weight and my body for as long as I can remember, really. The unreal thing about that is I, in recent times, have sort of been able to figure out where my unhealthy eating habits have come from, why I turn to food, and it comes from childhood trauma. So, I mean, fucking go figure, 10-year-old cat would be thinking like that. Anyway, I digress. That was one of the goals I had for my 20s. And I'll be 30 in a couple of months. And I'm not skinny. But I think I actually love myself. And I think I'm actually attracted to myself. And I just couldn't believe that was like one of the biggest things I wanted to get out of my 20s. And I had forgotten completely about everything outside of me. You know, it's not, my body is just like my fucking meat sack that I get to use to transport me from A to B on this planet. Like, that's all it is. Shy of, you know, it's like a fucking car. I should be taking better care of it, absolutely. But you don't wake up every day and then just think about your car all day long. Like, you use your car to get you from A to B. The world is outside of your car. The world is outside of my body. Like, what an odd thing to have formed such a big importance for most of my life so far. And I was really blown away by the fact that I was driving through the mountains of Colorado. Like, beautiful, beautiful sights. I've never seen anything like that before. I couldn't even believe it. And it just hit me, like, at no point in my life had I ever really started craving that external stuff, that nature stuff, that seeing the world and knowing that there's other shit going on. There are other people out there. There's other stuff to see than just what I see and deal with and talk to on a daily basis. And so I was feeling quite full of love and happiness for the fact that before I even got to turn 30, I got to experience, I mean, last year, again, thanks to you guys, I got to go to Portland, Oregon, and I got to see the Pacific Ocean. And I got to meet one of the best people in my life, also thanks to you guys. I got to go to Arizona, and I got to come here, and I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna keep traveling. I wanna see so much more of the world, and I'm gonna work really hard to do that. And I don't know, holy shit, this is like 20 minutes of just like emotional rambling. I'm still staring at the sky, and it's fucking beautiful. And I'm just feeling really full of love and a little ache for younger Kat, who, I don't know, just didn't have the right priorities, you know? Didn't have her mind in the right place or her heart in the right place. And it's a painful experience, aligning those things and healing those hurt parts of you. But I think it's really worth it. At least it's been worth it for me. So thank you for the role that you have played in this. You don't know how important you are to me simply for being here and supporting me and doing something. I really truly believe that starting to unravel my issues with, I had early childhood sexual trauma, go figure, unraveling those issues and my sort of like guilt issues with the kinks and the stuff that I have like sexually, I think that that was the beginning of sort of unraveling a lot of my shit. And I have a lot of shit, you guys, we all do. So being able to do that and then come here to Reddit and to Patreon and to our little quiet community on Discord and do that with you guys and have your support in doing that, just, it's changed my life, you know? You guys have changed my life. And if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be sitting here right now crying over this beautiful sunset. And yeah, that's it. Just, I'm grateful for you guys, for life, for this earth. The world's, I say this I think every fucking time, I'm really obsessed with this phrase, but the world is fucked up. There's a lot of fucked up shit going on. And if I were to just focus on that, which is something I used to do, then I would just be scared and sad and angry all the time. And I was so scared and so sad, so fucking angry for so long. I just can't do it anymore, you know? I choose love. I choose joy. I choose presence and gratitude and difficulty, because sometimes it's really, really hard to work through this stuff, but it's like the most rewarding thing in the world. And I credit it all to these weird, kinky, not weird, I'm sorry, these funky, kinky, like naughty fantasies that I have and my ability to come on here and share them with you guys and talk about the stigmas and the weirdness that we feel when we're exploring that. That just kicked it all off for me. So, yeah. I really have no idea how to like wrap this up. Normally I talk about what's going on Patreon. I have an audio coming out on Friday. I recorded it a week ago. I really busted my buns before I left on this trip because I didn't want to leave you guys hanging in April. And I know that when I get back, I pretty much have like a day and a half off and then I go back to work. And then on my first weekend off, I have a trip planned with two, well, not like a trip, we're going like an hour away from home with two girlfriends of mine. And so I wasn't going to get to record then either. So I, anyway, what the fuck? Yeah, so I have an audio coming out on Friday. I think you're gonna like it. It's naughty, it's cute, loving, it's very agey. Your big sister is a virgin and just wants to know what it feels like to have sex. It seems so weird to talk about this after crying about the beauty of the world and how difficult life can be sometimes. Yeah, so she sneaks into your room and then she's suggests that we play the tickle game under the blankets like when we were little, which obviously leads to inappropriate touching. There's lots of whispering, reminders that mom and dad can't find out. I really like it. I think you're gonna like it too. Some of you don't love that stuff quite as much. That's totally fair. I have plans to record the tier 2 exclusive audio a week after I get back, and that one will be more all-encompassing. Yeah, and as the rest of my trip goes on, I'm gonna continue to try to post pictures and quick little ramble faps, because despite all my crying and my like, oh my god, the world's beautiful, what are we wasting our time for worrying about stupid shit, I'm still a horny fucking slut, so I will be making myself come plenty and trying to share as much of it as I can with you. Yeah, and I have hopes of doing a live ramble fap on Discord at some point. That's going to be very interesting. But I think it'll be fun. Yeah. So there is more good stuff. I have plans for an F for F audio. So for the few of you out there that are ladies, I'm so sorry that most of my content, it just is made for boys. I love you girls. So I am going to make an F for F audio this month. And then I'm going to try to make more as well, because I think I love women. So I'm so down to make audios for women. And yeah, so that's happening. And yeah, honestly, I think that's just about it. As always, you guys, I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you know how fucking grateful I am for you. I mean, if you just sat through 20 minutes of me crying, 25 minutes of it, then you must have some idea of the fact that I'm grateful for you. And if you have any thoughts or ideas or suggestions or complaints, I used to say in my old job, does anybody have any questions, concerns, cries of anguish? So if you have any of those, message me on Patreon, or on, you can email me. It's a cat with claws with a Z, the Z actually. Why would I say that? Anyway, at gmail.com. I've been here for 3 days. I'm very American now. Yeah, just reach out, please, if you want to. I like to chat. So yeah. Okay, that's it. I'm gonna take a couple more deep breaths, maybe repeat that mantra a few more times. The sky's really beautiful right now, so I'm just gonna enjoy it for a few more minutes, and yeah, get back to my Airbnb, get back to my book, get back to not being a blubbering mess. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, okay? Take care. I love you. Goodbye.